Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
So I was hired to give a presentation to a chamber of commerce in Peru, Illinois. And it was a long trip. It was an hour and a half, but there were people that drove 2.5 or more hours to come and see this presentation. Now, the title of the presentation was Social Media for Business. But it was kind of a misnomer, at least in what I presented. Now, this was a 3-hour course. And of course, everybody wants to know, how do I use social media to make money? And the answer to that is very simple. Use social media right. The first 2 hours were actually spent on what I call the principles of social media. And that is, you have to know the basic principles of know, like, and trust. But more importantly, you have to understand why people are on social media, what do they expect, and what can you provide them. So the principles are really this. It's about creating your own original content that gives people what they want, that entertains them, that gives them information, that's new, something of value. And what people really want to know is, how do I post my ads and make money? Well, that's really super simple. All you have to do is go to Facebook or go to Google or maybe LinkedIn and pay for it. But if you want to do it in a more organic way, where you're not paying for all of these ads, then you have to do your original stuff and be consistent about it. And that's one of the things that I like to teach up front is, first and foremost, understand the why behind the how. The next thing is, create a system that's repeatable that you can do over and over. And then finally, the last hour, I spent some time talking about Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, Google+, you know, all of the different things that people are using, what I consider to be the top five. But then, of course, there were a lot of questions about some of the new things, like Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook Live, all of those things. Now, I want to kind of explore that. I want to look at ways to utilize these and why you should explore them. First and foremost, you've got to understand who your audience is, where they're at, and what kind of information they're looking for. So in Snapchat, for example, you go on and you can either post a picture and put it to somebody directly, or you can go in and do these little short 10-second videos. And there's something called Snapchat Story, where you can go in and actually sequence a handful of them together. And I've seen people do some incredibly creative things. Joel Kahn, who is a master at video marketing, has done some really, really great Snapchat Stories, where he's taken complete songs and turned it into this online marketing thing. A lot of brands are jumping on Snapchat and they're using Story to build these mini videos. But the thing you don't want to do is, you don't want to go on and barrage people with information. You don't want to make the story so long that it doesn't make sense. So what that means is, you've got to plan out what it is that you're trying to achieve and what you expect from your audience. What do you want them to do? I watched a Snapchat from Joel today, and he had a coupon for something called .live, which was, you can get your domain .live for 20% off. Now, I haven't gone into that. I haven't looked at the pricing or anything, but he was actually selling something with a story. There's other people like John Lee Dumas, who I've interviewed, and I watched some of his, and he's also using it as a marketing tool to try to sell his audience. But here's the key. The first thing you have to do is build the audience before they're going to buy anything. So the question becomes, okay, why do I want to use Snapchat when whatever I put up only lasts 24 hours? Well, because that's the way the platform works. That's the way that people expect it. And the people that are using Snapchat really love it. And they don't mind that things only last 24 hours. They figure, if I don't get to it now, I'm never going to get to it. That's the way that you have to think about it. So Now, I don't know how old you are, but back in the 60s, Mission Impossible was a weekly TV show. And at the beginning of every TV show, they would play a tape, and literally it was a little reel-to-reel, and they would say, this, you know, message is going to self-destruct in 10 seconds, and all of a sudden the tape would burn up. And that's essentially what happens in Snapchat, but it takes 24 hours. So, you know, you have to learn how to communicate within that bandwidth of what people are used to inside of each one of those new social media tools. Each one of these video tools has its own audience on its own platform. You got Facebook Live, you've got Periscope, you now have Story inside of Instagram, and then you have Snapchat. So the question becomes is your audience on there, and are they using it in a way that you could get your messages out that could help you promote your business? Those are the key things. First and foremost, what messages are you trying to get out there? What is the content, the original content that you're trying to provide that's going to educate, inform, entertain, or whatever it is? The second thing is, which one of these platforms is your audience actually using? Now, I've heard in a couple of different interviews on podcasts that kids love Snapchat, but they think of Instagram as trying to copy Snapchat when it does its story. So Instagram is for pictures, Snapchat is for stories. Facebook Live. Facebook Live is getting inundated with people taking live videos. And it's very interruptive. It all of a sudden comes up and says, hey, this person is live on Facebook right now. And the more that people use it, the more that people are going to start to ignore it. The bottom line is you have to have a solid audience that you want to communicate to. So one of the best ways to do that, if you're going to use Facebook Live, is put it on your business page, put it in your group, but don't put it in your general news feed. Talk to the audience that you've already built. So let's go back to that concept one more time. You have to have your tribe, you have to have your audience, and you have to know what information they want. If they're on Snapchat, treat them like Snapchat, act like people act on Snapchat. If they're on Instagram, use the tools that are there in the way that people want you to use them. If it's Facebook and you're doing live video there, then you have to think about, am I over-communicating or am I doing the right things? And this is the thing that overwhelms people, especially in this group of mostly women that I was speaking to in Peru. It's like they have a hard enough time understanding what to do in Facebook, but then doing live video, doing Instagram, doing Twitter, doing LinkedIn, doing Pinterest, doing Google+, and all these other things overwhelms them. Step back for a second. Number one, who is your audience? Number two, where are they? Number three, what information can you possibly provide them that would be of value to them? And number four, are you getting feedback? Are you getting engagement? Are you talking with your audience and saying, where are you? What kind of information do you want? And how can I serve you better? We all try to guess. We all try to figure out that the latest and greatest thing is going to make the biggest difference. But the bottom line is talk to your audience, ask them what they want, what they need, and where they want it. And then provide it, but also measure what's happening. Understand the response that you're getting. It's not just the hearts, it's the likes, it's the shares, it's all of those things. So the bottom line with all of this new technology is, first and foremost, talk to your people. Know what they want, where they want it, and how they want to get it from you. But then secondly, just go in and play. Even if your audience is not on there, just go explore a little bit and see how it works. See what you can do within it. Spend 5 minutes on a Saturday or Sunday or whatever, but go explore and see what other people are doing and just learn. I've learned that the only constant in this new digital world is change. So the bottom line is embrace it. Have fun with it. Go learn something. Just play around with the new technologies and see if it works for you. So like I say, exploring these things is where you have to start. Talking to your audience is where you have to grow. And then figuring out a content development and delivery plan is the most important thing you can do into utilizing all of these new social media technologies. Have fun. Now, go play.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.